Thanks so much for answering my previous question. I had two other small questions I was hoping you could help me with. I heard that the minhag today is to be makel in regards to not saying divrei kiddush in front of a married woman's uncovered hair because we become desensitized to it being erva. Is this accurate? I heard it stated in the name of the Aruch HaShulchan. Two, is grape cold medicine for children problematic kashrus-wise, or is it all just synthetic camels that has nothing to do with Yayin Nesach? Again, thanks in advance. Don from Yerushalayim. Okay, regarding the first question, there is an argument between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan. Since many married women today transgress the tznius of covering their hair, which is Das Yehudis, we learn from the Torah, it's a Torah mandate for a married woman to cover her hair, but unfortunately many married women do not cover their hair. The Aruch HaShulchan says that therefore, since it's a part of the body that Lamaisa is not covered, then it becomes not an erva. The women are still wrong for not covering it, but de facto it becomes a not an erva. The Mishnah Berurah argues and says that what is considered an erva goes according to halacha, and if a woman has to cover that, then that's considered a part that is covered, even if lamaisa they don't cover it, and therefore it's also to say divrei kedusha. Lamaisa in situations where it's difficult to look away, to look in a different direction, someone's giving a shear and there are women with their hair uncovered, or one's sitting at the table and has to bench, if one can turn away, then it's better to do that. If that's impossible, then there are other heterim, where a person is not looking directly at the woman's hair and he's not concentrating on it, and his kavanah is l'shem shamayim, then one could be makel and bench or say divrei Torah in the presence of a married woman's uncovered hair. Regarding grape cold medicine, it depends on the way it's made. There are grape cold medicines that are made with natural flavors, and then there's a problem most of the time of stam yenom, not yayin nesach, but stam yenom, wine that was touched by a non-Jew, and could be that it's usher, and the flavoring is not bottled because it's avida l'tayma, something made for taste, doesn't become nullified. On the other hand, it's possible that even if it's natural flavors, but it's possible that these things may have been cooked before they were even touched, and therefore cooked wine doesn't prohibit things, or sometimes it's made with synthetic chemicals and not with wine at all. One has to check in and find out. If it's made with synthetics, then there's no problem. If it's made with a natural grape flavor, then one has to check and find out how it was produced, and usually if it doesn't have a hechsher, it won't be okay.